Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, global tribe of disruptors. This is Coach Nick and the dudes of disruption, disrupting your automatics, your automatic way of being, your automatic way of doing, your automatic way of thinking. Today's show is episode 116.
Wow, that's a lot of shows.
That is a lot of shows. The future is present. By the way, all those lot of shows, you can catch all those lot of shows, 115 episodes prior to this one, on both Podomatic and on iTunes, Dudes of Disruption. You are listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, and that was Sam Leibowitz, the conscious consultant.
Woohoo!
I'm Coach Nick, author, speaker, and facilitator around transformational and leadership topics, and my favorite, a committed disruptor. Why we're here? To awaken humanity, to awaken people so that everyone, each of us, gets to leave our mark. I deliver transformation and disruption in the areas of leadership development, corporate culture and engagement, team dynamics, and personal development. I also run a Dudes of Disruption men's group in New York City, and that Dudes of Disruption men's group, 23 of us, along with some family members, are going to Haiti later this year to work with a school called Heart in Haiti. We're raising $15,000 for a new library and for new scholarships. If you're interested in contributing, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com, and I'll send you the information. We also run a Due to Disruption social action group called Cocktails with Conviction. So if you're interested in staying engaged around politics, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. We have an event on February 12th here in New York City. The show is called The Future is Present. And the show, Sam Leibowitz is on the show.
Yes, I am.
The show, Sam, was inspired by an exercise I recently did using vision boards with my men's group that I just mentioned. Now, by the way, I do this vision board exercise with declarations at companies that I've worked at, mm-hmm. team building retreats, or even, you know, when companies or teams are launching a new project, right? The power of getting connected to what you're committed to for this next year, or the year that we're in now, in 2018, and then making declarations in front of others around what you're up to is an out-of-this-world experience, and an experience that I think produces a certain kind of result. So, Sam, we start every show with...
Yes, we do.
I know that, dude.
So, we start every show with... I know that dude, and a quote. This quote is from the Dalai Lama, and he's a smart guy. I do believe the quote helps to set a context for this conversation called "The Future, Your Future is Present." In order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. In order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. For me, it's less about the positive part, because I actually, I'm a person who doesn't really live in the positive or negative, the good or bad, or the right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I think everything is an experience. Everything is a learning opportunity.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I get what the Dalai Lama is saying from a contextual perspective, which is declare a vision, be clear about it, be committed to it, stand with it and for it. And then your actions will be aligned with that vision. The choices that you make, the decisions that you make and take will be aligned with that vision. What about you, Sam? What does, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop a positive, we must first develop a positive vision?
Well, I'm with you too about not, I tend to try not to use the words positive and negative, because I do feel it creates separation, where I believe separation is an illusion.
Right.
But it's about creating the proper internal environment to create the experiences we want to experience.
Yes. The things that we desire.
Exactly. Well, I mean, there's only one thing we truly desire.
What's that?
To be happy.
Yes. Okay.
Everything. Fair. Everything. Everything. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a great relationship, a big house, a car. We all want those things because we believe when we have those things, we'll be happy.
Yes.
So it's all about happiness.
Yes.
and joy, which is our natural state.
Yes.
And it's to me, the real freedom comes from when we realize we don't need those things to be happy and joyful.
Fair enough.
But again, it's about knowing sort of when you create the proper internal state of where what you want, and then the sort of when you know your what, then the how naturally unfolds.
Absolutely. And I think we're a culture that often focuses more on the how, the doing.
Absolutely.
And what I'm always talking to teams about, especially with leaders, leadership groups, and I just did a session on this, which is getting connected to your why or your what. Your why is like literally what is your higher purpose? Your what is your vision? Get connected to that, because the how you actually then will deliver on that vision and higher purpose is natural. That's actually the easy part. People have it like the how is the hard part. The only reason why the how part is hard is because you're disconnected from the why and the what.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And we've talked about this in previous episodes as well. So this show called The Future is Present, episode 116, Yowza.
Yowza.
Was inspired, as I said, by a recent men's group session that I had, where we created our vision boards for 2018, and then we made declarations in front of each other. And the purpose of creating a vision board and then making live declarations in front of other people's and making those big, hairy, audacious goals, those BHAGs, related to your vision board, is that your future becomes your present. That's how I get the title of the show. Because if you're identifying and getting connected and declaring your future, what you're now doing actually is your future is living in your present. You're interacting with your future in the present.
Right.
By making a declaration that is future-based, right? You know, in 2018, I have a new home. In 2018, my business, you know, doubles in revenue, right? For example, you then live inside of those declarations and those commitments in the moment, in the present. What do you think of that sentiment? Have you ever done a vision board, by the way?
Yeah, I have done vision boards in the past.
Okay.
I love the idea of declarations. However, I've come to have a different opinion of vision boards, which I know they're extremely popular now.
Yes.
I was into vision boards like when they weren't quite as popular. And now that
you disruptor, you.
And now I'm like, nah, I don't, nah.
Okay.
Because basically I feel vision boards are limiting.
Okay.
And I feel the vision board focuses too much on the goal or the achievement.
Yes.
And that we forget about the whole trip of what it takes to get there.
Yes.
I am much more nowadays focused on what is the feeling I want to cultivate, not what is the end goal.
Yes.
Because, and this is now my new favorite quote or saying, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey.
Mm.
So I am all focused on having the happy journey.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the ending.
I love it.
Because if I have a happy journey, it doesn't matter what the ending is.
I love it. Now, could you have a vision board that is focused on what you're describing as feelings, or another word that I might use is the experience? Could you have a vision board that's actually focused on, here's the experience that I want to create?
Yes, the thing I'm hesitant about is that in my life I have learned that the universe has a much better imagination than I do. So a big part of my vision board would be being open to what life brings me.
Absolutely.
Because opportunities come to me. Look, I would not be sitting here doing what I am doing today that I've been doing for the last 7.5 years had I not met a guy at a party and been open to having a conversation with him and ending up buying his business instead of helping him to sell it.
Yes.
Any of my old vision boards, there was never anything on there about owning a radio station, a podcasting network, or a wellness center.
Yes.
This all came out of the blue for me. And I am so grateful that this has entered my life.
I love it.
But this was beyond my imagination.
Yep, I gotcha. And this podcast episode is less about vision boards, although part of this conversation was inspired by a vision board exercise that included declarations. The disruption really for this show, Sam, is really about – the disruption is the belief that life is a certain way or that things or that people are just this way and there's no changing them.
No, absolutely.
You know,
not.
The old c'est la vie, it's just yeah. this way, or my relationship is that way, or my husband or my wife is this way, or my boss or my business or my clients are just this way. And I say disrupt, disrupt, disrupt. Everything right. is made up, people.
Yes.
Everything. This microphone is made up. The camera that some of you are looking through, or the people who are listening on the podcast, it's all made up. Somebody made it up. Somebody made up the word podcast.
Right. right.
They could have made up a different word.
That's
By true. The way, you could have been the person who made up that word.
Right.
And you might not be listening to me right now because you'd be, you know, maybe on a Greek island somewhere, right? No, I think the people who get connected, and this is really what I'm committed to when you talk about being like open, I'm open to making things up.
Yeah.
Because everything is made up. So go out and make something up that serves you. Serves the people around you, serves the world. Because things don't have to be a certain way. People or relationships or business don't have to be this way or that way. It's all made up. And the opportunity, the disruption for this show is that you get to make things up. Now, one tool that I use, and again, it's one tool, and you got a perspective from Sam, one tool and one way is using a vision board and then making declarations in front of other people. I do believe the vision board, what it allows you to do, it's a pathway to being the cause in your life rather than being the observer. You know, being someone who gets up on stage and performs and makes things happen rather than being in the audience watching the wheels go round and round. Because when we are the cause, we feel alive. When you're the person who's actually initiating things, you have an experience, speaking of experiences, of right. feeling alive and feeling powerful and feeling like you're in control, versus when we're the observer in the audience, we lose the spirit and that energy. It like gets sucked out of us and we feel like we have no options and creativity goes out the window. And that's when you start to listen to yourself and others by saying, well, it's just this way. My husband or my wife right. or my kids or my business is just this way. When you're in that place, that's your cue, by the way. That's
yes.
your good news. If you ever find yourself saying things like that,
right.
that's your cue
right.
to start disrupting the automatic,
right.
which is, oh, I just put myself in the audience. I'm sitting in the stands watching this play happen on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Time for me to get back up on the stage. So creating your vision board So create your vision board this year, 2018, right?
Right.
To generate the results that you're desiring, or Sam, to use your expression, the experience that you want.
Or you said it many times, the feeling that you want.
The feeling,
right?
Yes.
You said you want to feel powerful, you want to feel successful, you
yes.
want to feel engaged.
Yes.
Right? It's what are the feelings you want to cultivate within yourself?
Yes.
And then how do you know, like, you've cultivated those feelings? What are the actions that you take following those feelings?
Exactly. Now, look, I'm a big believer that because I do vision boards with teams, right? They, you know, as a retreat, we do them when a team is launching a new product or a new initiative. It could be a new client. I've done family vision boards. I've done one, you know, done one this year, right? I do individual ones.
Do you go back over last year's before you do
yeah.
the new one to see what last
yeah.
year's was and what came out of it?
Yes. And what's interesting is that things got accomplished or you got close, or maybe the very thing that you had declared wasn't the actual thing that got accomplished or achieved.
Right.
But the same feeling and experience got accomplished.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Which is to your point. And so, by the way, so what's important is to set aside time to do this, right?
Right.
This is not about writing a 3-year business plan or
right.
coming up with a ream of statistics or charting anything at all on this particular journey. This is an opportunity to really do three things, I think. One is to get crystal clear and inspired about what would really turn you on about your life and for your business, and to eliminate pessimistic thoughts, disempowering thoughts, any lingering doubts. Like, really, like what if? because the game is all made up. The game of life, this world, is all made up anyway. So what if, and by the way, each of us who are watching and listening has evidence of making stuff up. We just don't actually give ourselves credit enough.
Right, exactly.
We're making stuff up all the time.
It's all made up.
It's all made up, right? The second thing about this exercise is to really come to believe and get connected that the things you really desire, right? And when I say the things you desire, I don't even mean material. The feelings you desire, right, are worth having and, more importantly, can and will occur instead of thinking they are ridiculous or impossible. Picture them happening in your mind's eye with the texture, with the detail, right? And again, don't focus on the how they will occur because we always figure that out, right? Because that's an unwelcome constraint in that process.
Yes.
The how is not important. Connect to your higher purpose. Connect to what you're wanting to leave behind in the world, your legacy, to the things that you're now creating, you know, again, using one tool through your vision board. Now, when you're done with your vision board, okay, you should feel pretty good about having done this 2D declaration, if you will, right? It's loaded with enthusiasm and optimism. And what I think is the most important part is to share it and to share it with as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. Share your vision board with your family, your friends, your employees, your vendors. When you complete your vision board.
I would make one qualification with that. I would share it with everyone you know who will be supportive of your vision board. Because I've seen it happen where people share their vision with people who are not supportive, and it takes a lot of the air out of their tires.
Sam, I'm totally in alignment with you. What I might also say is the reality in life is that when we desire something, we want to go for something, we're going to have the naysayers. We're going to have the challenges. And so if somebody wants to challenge us, it actually gives us an opportunity to even be more convicted and to get even clearer about why we even want it. Mm. We don't have to convince them of it.
Right.
It's actually about...
We got to convince ourselves of it.
Convince ourselves to keep re-enrolling ourselves into this vision and why we're passionate about the things that we have on our vision board. Right. The reason why I'm big on sharing it is because... Two things, I believe. One you just referenced, which is the more people you tell, the more that people are going to support us. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I have found is that sometimes we make it more difficult on ourselves, meaning that sometimes all we have to do is just ask for support, and it's there. People are a yes to us more than we realize. Yeah. We're just getting in the way by not asking for support or not being clear about what it is that we want or not being clear in our request of other people or of a specific person, right? So to me, part of sharing it is actually saying, hey, I want to share my life. I think what you're doing is you're including people in your journey, in this case for 2018 and beyond, both in your business and at work. What you're actually doing is you're saying, hey, be a part of my community. Be a part of my journey.
Right.
I think the second thing that you're doing by sharing it with a lot of people, by sharing your vision board and by making declarations in front of them is you're putting your buttocks on the line. That's code for butt. Because I think that often we operate, and I'm you know guilty of this as well, is that by not sharing it and keeping it more of a secret or keeping it in our folder, right, in our hard drive, if you will, is that we don't put our butt on the line.
Mm.
So by telling people, hey, this is what I'm up to, Sam. Mm-hmm. What I'm up to is my men's group is going to Haiti on March 28th, and we're raising $15,000 to...
Was that on your vision board last year?
It's on this year's vision board. Oh. It's not on last year's.
But you already
vision
knew
board.
This year you were going to Haiti, right?
Yes, but I don't know if we're raising the money.
Ah.
But guess what? Since declaring that vision, if you will,
okay,
we already, within 4 or 5 weeks, we're $11,000 of our $15,000 goal.
Nice.
And we've now raised our goal to $25,000.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And what I'm saying it to you right now, right? I'm saying it to all the people who are watching and listening. I'm saying this is what we're doing. We're raising now $25,000.
Right.
And I'm putting my butt on the line. And to your point, I agree with you. What's important is it's not the $25,000 necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the journey, the experience, what I'm noticing.
So let me ask you.
What lessons am I getting?
What are you going to feel when you're down in Haiti building that library?
What am I going to feel?
Yeah, what are you going to feel?
You know, I'm already in Haiti because I'm really connected to the journey.
The future is present.
Because the future is present. So I'm, Sam, I'm there
gotcha.
Already.
Yeah.
And also because I'm so connected to the process and to the journey, I'm already learning things.
Right.
So to me, the library being built when we go down there in the end of March is a manifestation of the goal of the declaration, but it's already happening.
But do you know how you're going to feel when you see all these faces of these little kids in Haiti looking at you as you're building the library or once it's completed?
I am open to what it's going to be, honestly. I really am. I don't want to put any judgment on it or expectation on it.
Okay.
You know,
good.
For me, it's really about – and by the way, it's not about me in this case.
Right.
For me, you know, all roads lead to making a difference for others.
Hmm.
Now, I believe I'm included in that, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, all roads lead to making a difference for others. And there's different ways of making a difference for others.
Right.
Let me make this point about declarations specifically. Why are declarations important? A declaration is an official statement
mm-hmm.
that you're actually issuing
yeah.
to the people around you, your family, your friends, your business colleagues, your clients for that matter, all the people that you just made the declaration to, and also to the universe. Since everything is made up of energy and all energies travel in frequencies and vibrations, therefore each declaration you make carries its own vibrational frequency. When you state a declaration out loud, it's energy that travels subconsciously through your body, your consciousness, your subconscious mind, and into the universe. This energy that you release expands and grows to produce more of what you're desiring. As you continue to declare those desires, the more people you share your vision board with, the more that you're putting that energy out into the space and to really have it give you a better chance of having it happen. I also say put your vision board again, and the vision board is just one tool,
right?
To support you in making declarations, put your vision board up in a prominent place so that you see it daily, so that others see it daily. It will serve as the constant reminder and disruptor of what's important and where and what choices you could be making. What's your opinion on declarations?
Oh, I love declarations, and the strongest declaration is I am
yes.
blank and
yes.
fill in the blank.
Yes.
Because whatever we declare I am, we are.
Yes. And when in our men's group, just as an example, when we made our declarations, mm-hmm. We're very specific about the language. So I'm glad you said that because language does produce your reality. Yeah. I think we underestimate that at times. And so yeah. when people were when each of the dudes were getting up and making the declarations, they started with either I am or I have. You know, I am a father, let's say, if someone wants to have a child. I am married if you're wanting to get married. If you have a business, it's saying, you know, I have doubled my revenue this year, right? It's the I have and it's the I am. I totally agree with you. And I really think that leaders in companies, for those of you who are leaders in companies, I think it's really important that you realize that you create your culture through your language, through your declarations, through the commitments that you make. So you want to choose wisely what you're declaring and what you're committing to. And how you actually say them. What words do you choose? If you're someone who says, you know, it'd be nice to start, you know, it'd be nice to double our revenue this year. Well, that's going to produce a certain kind of culture and right. a certain kind of experience. Rather, if you're someone who says, we have doubled our revenue this year.
Right.
I'm putting my buttocks on the line. Like, we are doubling our revenue. Or right. I am a father. Or I am married. Or, you know, we have a new home. Or whatever it is that you're wanting to create. So the question for the Global Tribe of Disruptors who are watching and listening is, if you could do anything without any fear or reservation or doubt, what's the life or the business or the relationship you would build? And to add to Sam's, I think this will make you happy, Sam. If you could do anything without any fears or reservations or doubts, what's the feelings you want to have present in your life?
Right.
What's the experiences you want to have present if you could have any of them? Right. That's really the question, because everything is made up. Go make it up on your terms. Get back on stage. You can check out the Dude Sam on social media throughout the week. You can check us out on Facebook, Dudes of Disruption.
Check them out.
Twitter, DOD Talk Radio. You can email me at CoachNick@CoachNick.com if you want to know more about our men's group, if you want to know more about our social action group called Cocktails with Conviction, if you want to know how to donate or contribute to the Dudes of Disruption men's group trip to Haiti that's happening in a couple of months. We do have a podcast, again, that you can find on iTunes and Podomatic. Just look us up under Dudes of Disruption. Sam, it's that time, which is parting shots. It's that
parting
time.
Parting shots.
It's parting shots. This one went.
And
quick.
I need the sound of a cannon for like parting shots. Boom.
We'll have to add that to the next episode. Yes.
So my parting shot is: make your declarations. Know what you want to feel. Make your vision boards. If you want to make a vision board, just don't be attached to it.
Yes.
But know what you want to feel.
Yes. So thank you, Sam. That was Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. Sam, how can folks find you, catch you? What show are you on?
You can find me on my website is theconsciousconsultant.com, and my show is The Conscious Consultant Hour, airs every Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time to 1 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam, for being on our episode.
Thank
you,
Nick.
Like you always are. I saw a billboard, Sam, on top of a building that actually said, and I've posted it on Facebook and all the social media places, I saw a billboard while doing this vision board exercise recently that said, the future is present. It was all lit up.
Oh.
The future is present.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all made up anyway. Make up a future, as I said earlier, that will serve you and will serve others in the world so that you're living the life that you want literally right now as you're listening or watching Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. Let the content of the pictures, the images, the words, the statements on your vision board, and the vision board is one tool, to dictate your thoughts and your feelings and your actions right now. Basically, allow the future to be your compass so that you remain focused around the things and the feelings that you want to create right now. That's the paradigm shift. That's the disruption. Again, vision board is one form or approach on how to start declaring or stating or documenting the desired future that you want for yourself, for your family, for your team at work. It's a paradigm shift. Most often, most of us operate from a past-based place and bring the past into the present, and then we're operating in the present with the past all over us. We're like literally carrying it with us, and we're in the present interacting with it. And it's like the pink elephant in the room. It's like Groundhog Day all over again. The shift and the disruption is to make big, hairy, audacious goals, big, bold declarations, make big, bold commitments about the future, your team's future, your family's future, your individual future, so that the future becomes and you become and you're living inside of your present. The future is living inside of your present. That's the disruption. Since everything is made up anyway, make up a game and a future that serves you now. One tool, again, is a vision board, which allows you to be the cause in your life, to be on stage in your life, rather than being an observer in the audience watching it happen, like watching the wheels go round and round. And when we're the cause, when you're the cause, anytime, when you're the one initiating the action, you feel alive, you come alive, you feel powerful, you feel in control, versus when we're the observer, we lose the spirit, and we feel like we don't have options. The future is present. Go make up a future, which really is now your present, that serves you and serves others. You've been listening to Coach Nick and the Dude to Disruption. Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant, has been on the show. You can find the Dudes of Disruption on iTunes and Podomatic. We have 116 episodes now. Email me at CoachNick@CoachNick. And we end every episode. We've been doing this, Sam, for 116 episodes.
Oh, my God.
With a Dr. Seuss quote. Don't cry, disruptors out there. Do not cry because it's over. smile. I mean, really, a big, huge, major smile because the dudes happened.